You know, when the artist you'd like to have guest host is, oh, I don't know, out on his own big stadium tour, you have to do the next best thing and maybe even a little more fun, get his wife and his mother-in-law on the show. Callie is a Carlsbad girl. And Callie, tell me what it was like growing up in Carlsbad. Share some great memories from your time here. Because now you're all Nashville and stuff.
Yes, I know. Now I'm so country. It was the best. I have the fondest memories of my childhood and growing up out here. When I explain what it was like growing up to Michael, he's like, are you kidding? Do you understand that is not normal? I'm like, oh yeah, you know, so you had surf PE and we could skip class and go to the beach and beach volleyball and all these amazing things. The weather. I mean, it was so great. Like, we had the best time. We grew up right down the street from where I went to school. So, you know,
where'd you go to school?
La Costa Canyon. Go Mavs.
All right.
I actually just had my high school reunion and that was so fun. So that was really nice. And that brought back a lot of memories.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, but it was so great. I mean, I had the best group of friends and you know how it is. Everyone's so chill out here and always just down for a good time. It's so awesome.
Do you still have best friends from your childhood?
Yeah.
That are still you're super close.
Oh, yeah. I have my core group of girls from back here that I talk to all the time. Mm-hmm. And I see them every time I'm back home.
So after you married a rock star, right? And you're out in Nashville now. Did you find anyone like change towards you?
No.
And I'm not asking you to call anybody out.
No. You know what? I don't think so. Michael and I both are very, very fortunate to have really good people in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Before and throughout, you know, this whole kind of life that we live. So none of my friends have changed at all. If anything,
great.
No, it really is. Most of my friends don't even listen to country music. They have no idea. If I put a gun to their head to sing one of Michael's songs, they couldn't do it.
Right.
So that's very nice. You know, that's very refreshing. But also, I think part of that is like the Nashville culture. Everyone knows someone who's a country. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. It doesn't really have that same LA feel. So it's really no big deal out there, which is really nice because everyone's in the industry.
That's what I was going to ask you, who some of your core friends are in Nashville. Because I know you're pretty close to Lauren Alena and to Travis Denning.
Yes.
And so how did that friendship come about? How did those friendships come about?
Well, when I first moved to Nashville, and I didn't know anyone. I really was just kind of befriending Michael's friends or their girlfriends or whatever.
Because that's all new to you out there.
Yeah, exactly. Michael, he had a lot of friends at the time just from writing because that was his job, you know. So I met Madison, Travis's wife, just through Michael and Travis, their friendship.
Okay.
And we just hit it off. We got along so well. I met Ashlyn Wallen, Morgan's sister, and we became really close friends. So they were my two first friends in town. And then everything just kind of started growing. And then, you know, you meet people through events and rights and everything. And I met Lauren and she's so sweet and she's been a great friend. And
I think she's a hoot. She's so funny.
She is so funny. She is so fun. She's like that all the time. Like, what you see is what you get.
You know, I'm glad you said that because that's the vibe I got from her the few times we met her. And Kelly, if you don't mind hanging on, coming up next, I want to share two great stories about Lauren Alena. It's next. Remember that song One Beer from Hardy? It also features Lauren Alena, Callie Hardy, and her mom, Sherry, Hardy's mother-in-law, are my special guests today. John is out on vacation this week. And Callie, we were just talking about how you started a friendship with Lauren Alena. And I have a little story of her from your wedding, and it actually turns into two Lauren Alena stories. So years ago, Lauren had played a country fest here, Country Fest, back when we still had it in Lakeside. And my husband was backstage, my husband Kurt, and they were joking around about stuff, he and Lauren were, and he challenged her to an arm wrestling contest.
Oh,
right?
Stop.
And she's like, fine, but whoever wins gets to go through the other's phone. So they both opened up their phones and set them on the table.
Oh, and they had an arm wrestling contest,
and she won. And so she got to go through Kurt's phone. Well, when we're at your wedding, we started talking to her, and he put his arm up, and he's like, all right, let's go again.
He was training.
And, yeah. And they did the arm wrestling thing. This time, he won. And then he slapped a dollar in her hand. He goes, there you go. That's to make up for my bad last time. Made a joke about it, right? It was super cute. But then later, I was in the bathroom, and she's like, oh, no. I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, the seam on my dress split open. And I go, do you think you did it arm wrestling? And she's like, she gave me this face. I'm like, I don't know. I go, but you know what? He can sew. He used to, he made the dress I'm wearing right now. Maybe if we can find some needle and a thread, he can fix it for you. And she was like, I don't think she believed me. Because the dress I wore to your wedding, Kurt made.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
but I came back out and I'm like, way to go, dude. You split her dress? I don't know if that's what happened, but I'm going with that.
She definitely split her dress from diving for the bouquet. Did you see her catch that?
Yes, I did. She was going to get it.
And if that didn't rip her dress, I don't know what would.
Well, it worked.
It sure did. I know. What was it? Like a week later or a month later, they got engaged?
Yeah,
it was,
something
that
like
was
that.
Awesome. That
but
was
I'm
going to
so go
great.
With the fact that it's Kurt's fault.
That is so funny.
I like to blame him for it. So I thought that was funny. But she's an absolute hoot.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you had said that, like, living in Nashville, it's just normal because people wonder.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a normal thing. So nobody's like super geeking out on people.
Yeah.
Although I imagine it still happens occasionally that you go places and there's someone who's like acting like they're your friend. You're like, I don't know you.
No, it totally does. Yeah. I mean, that's to be expected. You know, that just comes with the territory and it's like a learning curve that you have to get used to.
Yeah.
But that's what's so awesome about Nashville, and not even just Nashville, but country music is so special in that way that truly everyone just would be happy if it all disappeared tomorrow and all they could do was fish and, you know, have a piece of land and just live that life that they sing about. That's what's so special about country music. And so we are just surrounded by people like that who just have, you know, normal values. They're just good people, and they're not all swept away by like the fame and, you know, all the glitz and glamour of it all. So
plus, I think they're the hardest working format of music, too.
Oh, my God. I totally agree. Yeah.
And I think that they are the most supportive of each other. They really try to lift each other up. It's so nice to see that they really do support each other wholeheartedly and happily and try to lift each other up.
Yeah.
And it's like being in a small town, even though Nashville's growing. It's just so nice. It's really great to see, even from the outside, how kind and genuine everybody is.
Callie Hardy, her mom, Sherry, Hardy's mother-in-law, are my special guests today with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.